It's time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report, where we take and look just a fraction, really, of a sampling of what you can find at ruralintelligence.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It also has an amazing chronological calendar of events that come up, and it has an amazing person that runs it, and that is Mark Williams, who's with us once again. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Marshall, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, if that's appropriate. Well, at least for today, Sunday. People listening to the repeat will have seen that come and gone.
But celebrate St. Patrick's Day again on the repeat. There's nothing wrong with that. There's probably going to be corned beef and cabbage left over for them anyway.
Good.
All right. Well, we'll start off in Lenox, Massachusetts, and that is Riders are in the house at the Mount.
Yeah, it's actually a writer's week this week. I just spotted so many books that are being talked about and so many writers in the area that I had to start off this week on Tuesday, March the 19th, with this really popular event every year they have at the Mount. So what they do is they encourage writers to become in residence at the Mount in the winter when there aren't many people tramping through looking at the house, and so it's quiet, and they can really get into the writing habit, as it were, and also feed off the environment of the Mount. And but they don't do it for free, as it were. Actually, they do it for free. But what happens is that they have to speak at the end of their period of being writers in residence, and they're interviewed. And this week is the week that they are doing that. So it's on Tuesday, March the 19th. It's at 5 o'clock at the Mount itself, and it's really going to be popular. So you're going to need tickets in advance if you decide to go. And this year they have the political Surprise winner Rachel Cadiz Gansar coming, the Fulbright Fellow, and she's also just a debut novelist, Julia Phillips, and a historian, Caroline Weber. And they're all going to be at the Mount discussing their past and present work, their careers generally. And I think what it also is, they talk about what it's the experience of being a writer in residence in the home of Edith Wharton as well. So it's a lovely event. It's really popular. And check it out on Tuesday, March the 19th. Starts at 5 o'clock in the evening.
From the Mount, we will get off the Mount and come to Salisbury, Connecticut.
Yeah. I said it's Writers Week. So Danny Shapiro, who is another local author, she lives in Connecticut with her husband, and she's going to be in Salisbury at the White Hart Inn on that Tuesday, the 19th as well, 6 o'clock in the evening. And she is going to be talking about her new memoir about identity, paternity, and family secrets. It's called Hourglass. And I haven't actually read it, but it's apparently an exploration of what the organizers of this event are calling a staggering discovery of that she recently made about her father. Well, I hope it's I'm not sure whether it's the American style of saying staggering or the British style of saying staggering, because if it's British understatement, I can't imagine how staggering this discovery she's made about her father is. Anyway, and she's put this book together, and it's so she's talked about this hidden story in her own life. She's going to be reading the book. She's going to be answering questions, and of course, signing copies as well if you buy some. So check it out. As I say, it's at the White Hart on Tuesday evening, March the 19th, starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And now for something the same. We've got another author coming up in Rhinebeck, New York on the 19th.
Yeah. It is, I tell you, it is Authors Week this week in our area. So Oblong Books and Music are the hosts in Rhinebeck for the author Lydia Slaby. And she's written a book called Wait, It Gets Worse. And it's a very interesting and really heartfelt story. So Lydia was 33. She had everything she believed would make her happy. She had 3 degrees from different universities. She had an incredibly successful husband, by the way, who was in the inner circles of Barack Obama's presidential campaign. She has a very high-paying job as an attorney. But under the surface, Lydia's life really was in free fall. It turns out that she was suffering from cancer. And this book is all about her attempts to piece back together her marriage, her career, and frankly, ultimately, the way that she looked at herself and her own worth. So it is a fascinating book, really about coming to terms with some really big questions in your life at the age of 33. So that's at in Rhinebeck at Oblong Books and Music there at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, March the 19th.
Well, another group has formed to give us entertainment when it's the off-season for plays, which is really getting less and less time in our area, and that is Showtown in Salisbury, Connecticut, and they're bringing up David Mamet's Race beginning on the 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, this is a lovely play, and it's really good that Salisbury School has agreed to present this, really, or be the host of the presentation. So Race tells the story of a law firm that's really considering taking on a new client. He's a wealthy white businessman accused of rape by a young black woman. And I'm sure that we can all see the story in this. The decision is made much more complicated for this law firm when their new hire, who's a young black attorney, weighs in on the matter. So it's really touches so many of these key factors that we're looking at the moment. It's really up to date. As you say, it's on Friday, March the 22nd, and again, there's a repeat on Saturday, March the 23rd. It's presented at the Salisbury School, and so check out. You'll have to check out the exact times and details of the when it's on, and you can do that by going to ruralintelligence.com and then clicking through from that link there to the Salisbury School link.
Well, we've just been through the sugaring process at Audubon Sharon, and yet another sugaring process is coming up on March 23rd, this time in Monterey, Massachusetts.
Yes, and it's really relevant because I think, a week or 10 days ago, it was still very cold and we weren't getting those warm days and cold nights that you really need for sugaring. But the Bidwell House is going to also go through the process and show people how it works. So it's called Maple Sugaring Through the Centuries at Bidwell House. So there are going to be demonstrations of the Native American techniques, the colonial techniques, and of course, most interestingly, or just as interestingly, current practices, which are so high tech now. The event starts at the museum. And then you'll be pleased to know that it moves on to a nearby farm, Lowland Farm, where, surprise, surprise, you'll be able to buy some maple syrup as well because it's going to be available for purchase. So that's on Saturday, March the 23rd in Monterey at the Bidwell House Museum. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right now, let's move on to Washington, Connecticut on the 23rd.
Well, it's another author and a playwright as well. It's at the Gunn Memorial Library on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the morning, and they are hosting Sarah Rule. She's a playwright and a two-time Pulitzer Prize finalist. She's also a Tony Award nominee. She's a book author, and she's going to be at the Gunn to discuss her recently released book, which is called Letters from Max, A Book of Friendship. And by the way, this book also is fated highly. It was named a Kirkus Best Book of 2018. So go ahead, go to the Gunn Memorial Library in Washington on Saturday, March the 23rd, 11 o'clock in the morning, and check out Sarah Rule.
Well, from Gunn, let's go to Hudson, the Stair Galleries.
Yeah, Spotted, well, as you know, I love all those auctions, and the Stair Galleries are having a fascinating auction on Saturday morning, the 23rd, 11 o'clock. It's the sale of property from Murray House, which was the federal estate owned by Mrs. John Goodfriend, who's it's in Villanova, Pennsylvania. And there are a whole series of really beautiful items of 18th century French furniture. They've got a whole sort of English upholstered chairs from Howard and Company. They've got a Louis XV chaise lounge, Napoleon III fire screen, all sorts of things like that. It's a fascinating collection that was built up over many years and is now being disposed of. And it's not surprising that Stair Galleries are the hosts for this. It's Saturday, March the 23rd, 11 o'clock in the morning.
We will move on to Kinderhook, New York now. Concerts in the Village.
Yes, I spotted this, and it just is full of locals, and some people will know it. And it's absolutely fascinating. So Concerts in the Village in Kinderhook is presenting Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale. It's arguably one of his masterpieces. And the lovely thing is there are two... obviously a whole lot of Kinderhook locals in it, but they've also recruited some Monterey locals because the narrator is Benjamin Luxon and his company dancer is Annie Crowfoot. And they will be accompanied by the Broad Street Chamber Players, and the Concerts in the Village artistic director David Smith will be conducting. So there are two performances on Saturday the 23rd at 4 o'clock and then Sunday afternoon, the 24th, at 2 o'clock in the evening. Now, I'm going to mention Benjamin Luxon because a lot of people will know him, and it's well, and if you don't know him, it's well worth finding out about. He is a brilliant baritone. He's English originally. He was frequently appeared with the English National Opera. And of course, he was a real popular favorite at Tanglewood as well. He's known because he recorded a whole series of folk songs with Bill Crowfoot, and he lives, as I say, in Monterey, and he's now retired from singing, but he's going to be narrating this piece, and Annie Crowfoot, Bill Crowfoot's daughter, is going to be dancing. So it's really a local event and well worth attending. That's at the Van Buren Hall in Kinderhook, both on Saturday and Sunday, March the 23rd and 24th.
Let's go back to Salisbury, Connecticut right now.
Well, back to another library. And this time, I think it's a sort of a relaxing time. Scoville Library is hosting Janet Attell, and she is giving a talk about Buddhist wisdom for a modern world. She's an author. She's a life coach, a musician. But all her writing is really rooted in Buddhist teachings, and she'll be presenting their insights in a very, very practical manner, relevant to audience of all religions and all spiritual backgrounds. So her talk is, as I say, called Inner Peace as a Way of Life. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Scoville Library on Saturday, March the 23rd.
From Scoville Library, let's go to Chatham, New York.
Well, this is another popular local and another book talk of a book that's just being published as well. He's a film critic, Peter Biskind, is going to be at Chatham Library on Saturday afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon. He's really well known as a film critic, but he is also the executive director of Film Columbia Festival. And he has just published a new book, which is called The Sky is Falling, How Vampires, Zombies, Androids, and Superheroes Made America Great for Extremism. So really, really absolutely fascinating. He has really got tremendous knowledge in this area. He's a former editor-in-chief of American Film Magazine. He's the executive director of Premiere Magazine. He's currently a contributing editor to Vanity Fair. He's also a staff writer for Esquire Magazine. So this sounds an absolutely fascinating book. And you can hear him at Chatham Library, Saturday, March the 23rd, 3:30 in the afternoon.
From Chatham, New York, we'll go to Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music.
Yes, the Ukrainian-born pianist Inna Felix is going to be in town. And Yehuda Hanani has really got together with her, and they put together a fantastic program rich in Russian music. They even say it's full of Slavic emotionalism. It's at the Behawi in Great Barrington at 6 o'clock on March the 23rd. And they've got who are they playing? Well, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, Scriabin, Sonata Number 5, and it's all cello and piano sonatas by these people. So it's absolutely perfect for this. So as I say, Close Encounters with Music, at 6 o'clock at the Mahewi on Saturday, March the 23rd.
Well, we'll go a little bit north here now to Mass Mocha, some Spanish Fly.
This looks completely different from the last thing we were talking about, you know, the Russian folklore. And this is just Afro-American rhythms and R&B up at Mass Mocha on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. So Spanglish Fly is a 12-piece band. It's the arguably New York City's finest boogaloo band. They are known for taking the sounds of the 1960s Spanish Harlem and really updating them. So you're going to have a night of fantastic grooving music with wild covers, lots of horn-heavy music as well. So absolutely great fun. It's Spanglish Fly at Mass Mocha on Saturday, March the 23rd, starting at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Well, we come back down south from Mass Mocha, and we head to Egremont, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the barn at Egremont Village is hosting another little evening of music, and this one also sounds great fun. The New York City native Emily Muir is coming up. She's played concert halls all around the world as a classically trained oboist, but she's even been a busker and a songwriter on the streets of Ireland. So she's been around. She's and she's published 3 albums. I think this is her 3rd album. Anyway, the 3rd album, Worth, is bringing her together as a musical traveler. It spotlights both her technical ability and also her really wonderful songwriting ability. And she's going to be at the barn in Egremont Village starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday, March the 23rd. And the nice thing is, by the way, Matt Sushit, who's a New York singer-songwriter, is going to be coming up as well, and he's going to open for her. So that's at 8 o'clock on Saturday, March the 23rd.
All right, we will move on with more great entertainment, this time at the Warner Theater at Torrington.
Yes, well, if you're a fan of folk rock music, then you'll be really pleased to know that this really beloved Grammy-winning folk rock duo, Indigo, the Indigo Girls, is going to be back at the Warner Theatre in Torrington on Saturday the 23rd. I guess what they're known for, songs like Closer to Fine, Least Complicated, Galileo, or many, many more. This is going to be a really popular concert. So get your tickets in advance. It's 8 o'clock, Saturday the 23rd at Warner Theatre.
Well, beautiful theatre that Warner Theatre is. We have to leave it right now and head to Rhinebeck, New York.
Yeah, that's on Sunday, March the 23rd. We head to Rhinebeck, and Oblong Books and Music is hosting another author as well. It's Eleanor Lippman. She's an award-winning author. She's written 11 novels, and she is going to be talking about her latest, and it's a delightful new romantic comedy called Good Riddance. It's a romantic comedy in which one woman's trash becomes another's treasure. So she's going to be talking. It's at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, March the 24th, at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck.
And we'll wrap things up in Hudson, New York.
Well, we've been talking about so many authors this week who are in town. I couldn't resist the temptation to talk about a library which is putting on a new music series. It's the Hudson Area Library on Sunday afternoon, and they are presenting a new series of free Sunday afternoon concerts called Music in the Stacks. And the whole idea is to feature local and international artists. It kicks off on Sunday the 24th with Patrick Higgins. He's a local Hudson-based experimental music composer. He's really well known, by the way. He's described by The New Yorker as one of the prime movers of local avant-garde. He's composed music for some of the leading ensembles in the country. And he scored music for television, for museum exhibitions, and for feature length and short films as well. And he's going to be presenting his concert at 4 o'clock at the Hudson Area Library on Sunday, March the 24th. So go along, relax, and finish your weekend in a relaxing style on Sunday, March the 24th.
As I said, just a few of the things going on in our area that you can find throughout an incredible ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely, Marshall. Thank you very much. I look forward to it.